It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I host this show. I hope you guys are being safe out there. Guys, we have a little bit of a break in the weather. It's really warm out there. Please take advantage of this time and get things done that you couldn't because of the weather. Okay, for an example, first of all, do you guys have winter tires on? Do you guys have good, solid tires? I'm not talking about ball tires that you're hoping that you're going to make it for another season. Get yourself some tires. Take care of yourself, because not only could you be at risk, but you could be also putting other people at risk. On the road, anything happens, somebody cuts you off, you have to think last second. And if you have ball tires, good luck. Okay. When it comes to tires, make sure that if they are directional, make sure that they're facing the right way. Okay. There are a lot of people out there who think that, oh, well, if it's backwards, it's going to provide a lot more grip because of the pattern. Absolutely not. Those manufacturers know a lot more, okay? And there's a reason why they designed it the way they did, is to specifically work the way that it's designed to, okay? Make sure that you guys' brakes are working. Make sure that you're not riding on, hopes and prayers. Make sure that you guys have your fluids topped off. Make sure that if you don't have heat now, find out what's going on. Maybe you need your heater core flushed. Maybe you need, to change your radiator fluid. Maybe you need to burp the system because there's too much air in there. Whatever the case may be, guys, take care of it now. Maybe you need to change out your thermostat. Maybe it's closed. Maybe it's open. Take care of your vehicle now. If you need it winterized, guys, and you don't have the funds, guys, if you go online and type in, how can I winterize my vehicle in Alaska, there are plenty of resources. There are plenty of sources that will tell you how to do it so you can save some money. It's not cheap. It's not cheap. To get a car winterized can be anywhere from $250 to $700 to $800 to $900 to even sometimes $1,000, depending on what kind of vehicle it is. If you want to save some money, do some research. Everybody should have a cell phone in their pocket, where they have access to internet, free Wi-Fi, whatever the case may be. There are no excuses. You can get on there and find out how to winterize your vehicle and only pay a fraction of that total. Okay? So if your vehicle's not winterized, take care of it, because what's going to happen is when the winter starts getting down to, or when the weather starts getting down to like negative 20, negative 15, negative 30, your vehicle wants to get plugged in. Okay? So don't harm your vehicle. Your vehicle is only as good as you treat it. Okay. So if you want your vehicle to treat you good, treat your vehicle good. Take care of your winterization now while you still have some time. Make sure your tires are good. Make sure your fluids are topped off, brake fluid. Make sure there's no leaks. If you have bad brakes, take care of them now. Maybe they just need to be bled out. Maybe there's air in the line somewhere. Find out what you need to do now before it gets colder and it becomes a little bit more difficult to work on these vehicles. Okay, things get more brittle. It's really cold. It's uncomfortable trying to get underneath the vehicle at negative 15. So while you guys can't take care of it now, guys, I know that there's a lot of craziness going around, right? We hear a lot about, the issues that are happening around the state, the kidnappings, the stabbings, the shootings. There's just so much going on. And, it's like that on social media. A lot of us, when we come home, we go straight to our phones. I'm at fault, okay, so I'm not excluding myself. But we get stuck sometimes in this vicious cycle of wanting to do more, but we're programmed that as soon as we come home, we want to relax, we're on our phones, and we're scrolling endlessly, doomsday scrolling. And sometimes we do that over and over, multiple times throughout the day. And what's even worse is doing it right before bed, okay? Your body needs to rest. And when you look at the blue screen, right? When you look at your screen, there's a blue light that you can't see that would affect your melatonin level. It will block it. So your body produces melatonin. And what it does is it allows you to fall asleep. But the blue eye, okay? When you guys have when you have the blue light that you're looking at right before bed, it blocks the production of melatonin. That's why a lot of people can't go to sleep. They're on their phones for hours and hours, and they're saying, well, shouldn't I be falling asleep by now? That's not the case. It blocks melatonin production. That's why people can't fall asleep late at night. Okay? So, guys, I know there's a lot of craziness happening around, but I want to encourage you guys that there's more to life than just what's happening, with these sad cases. For those people who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I host this show. And guys, we're talking about, you know, the different incidents that are going around around the state. Some of the people who are affected, I do know them. And it's really sad because some of them are parents. Some of them are, friends. Some of them are brothers and sisters. And so it's really sad to hear when somebody passes away, especially when they're really close by. Like there was a case over there off of Farmers Loop at the Sourdough gas station. There was an individual found deceased in the vehicle. There was another shooting over there by China Pump House. And it's really sad. It's really, really sad. Just how people act and how people react, you know, and in that we want to make sure that we're being, you know, cautious, right? So when I go to the store, and I make sure my vehicles are locked. I make sure that if I do have a gun, that it's properly stored away where kids can't get to it, where they're not able to pull it out, right? Because it's either locked or it's under a code. If you're, for those people who conceal and carry, right? If you have your card, that's great. Guys, you have no idea some of you guys might, but you know how important it is to get properly trained to conceal carry? It's crucial, okay? The things that they cover in those classes, I wish everybody in the state of Alaska knew. You know what that's going to do? It's going to help make better decisions when you're under pressure, okay? A lot of people think, well, I shot pop cans as a kid. I shot whitetail deer when I was down in Minnesota or wherever I was at, or Virginia. And because of that, I'm a straight shooter. So if anything happens, I'm taken care of. No, you can't think like that, okay? Do you know that so many issues are resolved by disarming the threat with words? Bullets don't need to be flying, okay? That's why if you look at police officers, they're trained to have conversations with suspects, because they can diffuse a lot of those issues. They can diffuse a lot of that those problems. That should be the last resort, is when you need to pull out a firearm, okay? But when you're properly trained, you're able to see different scenarios and you know better how to react and act. God forbid those, you know, scenarios actually are real life scenarios where you're placed into, you know, a situation where you got to think critically. A lot of people don't do good under pressure. You might have the facade, or you might have the mind of, oh, wow, when I get placed into a situation where I have to use my firearm, oh, I'm not going to miss. You got to understand that it should never be taken that lightly. These are souls. These are lives that you're toying in your mind with. They're a father to someone, maybe a brother, a sister, a parent, a friend. They could be anybody. So before you think that you're going to become Superman and be that straight shooter that you think you are, go ahead and get yourself trained up, so that way you're not using it at the wrong time. Okay, we still have a freedom to carry. Don't ruin it for other people. Get trained, okay? Make sure that you're doing everything on your end to protect yourself, not just physically, but also lawfully, okay? For those people who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, and we were just finishing up on, you know, those who conceal and carry, those who carry around in their vehicles. Make sure that they're not in a place where, God forbid, you leave your family in your car just for 2 seconds because you got to go check up on something, and one of your kids gets out of the seat and gets curious. Make sure that whatever you have, whatever kind of firearm you have, make sure that it is stored away properly. If you don't know what that looks like, go online. I'm not going to go ahead and tell everybody every possible situation and every kind of possibility and every kind of way. Go online and find out how to be safe when you store any kind of firearm in your vehicle or whether it's on you, okay? Guys, we have a lot to talk about today, so I'm going to try to get to these topics as soon as I can. Right now, we're talking about Costco, okay? Some of you guys already seen me at Costco. I was the guy out there next to the Generac display. That is us at Costco. We are a partner through Costco, so our company is Gen Solar. We deal with all backup systems. We don't just deal with generators. Unfortunately, at the moment, we only are partnering up with Costco through Generac. Now, let me give you guys a little bit of a breakdown why we are at Costco. Okay, if you guys have taken the time to come and talk to me, I did let you guys know the incentives that Costco has for members when they purchase a generator installed through Costco. If you guys ever wonder if there are any sales going on, there is a kiosk on the way out. It's on the exit side. You can't miss it. It literally says Generac, and there's a picture of a generator on there. So Costco has incentives. For an example, the biggest one that they do is 10% of the job, right? So for an example, I'm going to throw out a hypothetical number. If the job costs $20,000, Costco will give you 10% of that back on a shop card. So imagine that's $2,000. You can use it at the gas station. You can use it on, you know, the in the store. You can use it wherever. You can use a shop card. So technically, at that point, it becomes $18,000. So there's your $2,000 back. Not only that, but if you guys ever stop by and look at that kiosk, sometimes they stack these incentives. For an example, when I was out there the last time at Costco doing a roadshow, they had a couple of them, actually a few. So they had a 10% shop card. Then they threw an additional $500 shop card. So if the job was $20,000, you got $2,000 back and then an additional $500. So that's $2,500. $2,500 off of the total project. Okay. So 17.5, right? And then on top of that, recently they did throw on there, so this was the third incentive going through Costco at that time, that they were to give a 10-year extended warranty. So naturally what you get when you buy a Generac generator and it's installed, you get a 5-year limited warranty. What does that mean? Your first 2 years are bumper to bumper, okay? Your third, fourth, and fifth year are limited to parts on the generator, okay? Travel is not covered. And labor is not covered, which means that your parts may be covered by Generac, but the cost of what it's going to take for somebody to come out there, a service tech to come out there and to do the install or replacing the part and the travel. Okay. So instead of sticking with that limited warranty, Costco, through Costco program with Generac, they gave an extended 10-year warranty. So 10 years back to back. That's a lot of peace of mind. Okay, these generators that just came out, Generac just released the new one. It's the next gen generators. They're way more efficient. They're easier to work on. They're so much better than the last generation. And guys, as a tech, it means a lot to me the way that they re-engineered. So I actually was trained by the guy who engineered this, the new engines and the old ones, and the one who comes up with all the literature for the service techs when I was out in Milwaukee. And so they got an awesome facility out there. But guys, when you go through Costco, you get incentives. And remember, you guys, if you use a Citi Visa card to purchase this project, you get points back on top of that. So the 10-year warranty is about $1,100 for the 10-year extended warranty. That $1,100, let me put it into perspective, guys, because some of you guys don't understand what's the importance of this 10-year warranty. Okay, it's not like a vehicle. It's bumper to bumper. There's no deductible. There's none of that stuff, okay? So now watch this. $1,100 they give for free because that's the incentive, right? So you're not paying $1,100. So to get the 10 years of warranty, you're saving another $1,000, okay? So if you were to pay that, obviously you're going to increase $1,100. You're actually saving $1,100. Now let me tell you what that warranty looks like practically. I'm one of the service techs that we have here at GenSolar. And one of the saddest things that I see are customers where they don't have any warranty on a generator. It was just a, you know, bare minimum warranty. And they find out how much it costs for a tech to come out there. Guys, no tech out there, I don't care what line of work they're in, no tech out there is cheap. None of them. Your service, your boiler service, how cheap is that? It's not cheap. Okay, for somebody to come out there in the middle of the night after hours, you tell me, for those people who have that experience, how much does it cost to get somebody out there? It's not cheap, okay? So first of all, you got to consider the price of a service tech coming out there. There's a minimum call-out fee, and then there's the diagnosis time. So it could be an hour, it could be a couple. And then what if the parts are not on hand? What if the parts are on back order? What if, you know, fill in the blank, okay? It costs a lot of money. When you have the bumper-to-bumper, you're not paying anything out of pocket anymore, okay? I work on so many generators throughout the year. And one of the craziest things is how long sometimes these projects can take because of trying to find out the issue. Sometimes it's as easy as a couple hours, and sometimes it's as, you know, as long as a couple days. But as the time that you're out there as a tech, you're charging the customer. So sometimes it could be a $500 fix. Sometimes it could be a $3,000 call. So when you have that 10-year extended warranty, it's worth it because it makes sense. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break. Let me ask you a question. You know when people say it goes without saying? Why do they still say it?
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. Guys, this show has been brought to you by Premier Kitchen and Bath. Premier Kitchen and Bath is the place to go when you guys need a bathroom remodel or a kitchen remodel or just any remodel at all. They are the one-stop shop place where you can go get your dreams to become reality. We are actually one of the clients that we took advantage of this company. It was a great experience, guys. From start to finish, my wife sat there with Olga. She was the one who designed her kitchen. She had everything laid out, and what was awesome was that we were actually able to see the kitchen. It's not like just going anywhere and talking about an idea that you want to, you know, accomplish. She was actually able to build us a 3D model on her computer program, and we were able to see how our kitchen was going to look like. So we fell in love with it. We went ahead. We got everything ordered. The experience was great. They gave us an awesome, great deal. Everything from start to finish was exactly what we expected. Very good and timely manner. The guys that came out and installed our countertops and in our kitchen cabinets, they did phenomenal work. Guys, we still love the kitchen. It's not one of those kitchens where, oh, I wish I would have changed this. And we've had it for about 5.5 years, almost 6 years. And there's nothing that I want to change, you know, about our kitchen. So, guys, if you guys are ready for that remodel, if you guys are tired of trying to find a good, reputable business, guys, head over there to 29 College Road. You guys will see them. They're right there in the middle of the businesses. It's Premier Kitchen and Bath. Guys, their phone number. I'll give you guys a second to get something to write it down so you guys can get this number. If you guys are looking for any kind of upgrades in your house, they are the place to go. They are able to source the craziest kinds of wood, even toilets, automatic toilets, for crying out loud. They are able to get anything that you are looking for. If you got a crazy dream, Olga is able to bring it to reality. She is the best at what she does, guys. She's a great interior designer. She meets everybody's expectations. She is out there working to make sure that your dream comes true. Their phone number is 347-9234. Again, that is 347-9234. Guys, I'm going back to Costco, right? We talked about Costco's incentives right before the break. Just want to remind you guys that we are in there every so often. We are trying to be out there at least once a month. Usually these shows last for about, you know, a few days. So if you guys are not able to catch us, keep in mind that every time that you guys go through Costco and you guys pass by that kiosk and you see that they got deals on there, that's the time to act, okay? Get your generator installed. We are a one-stop and shop business where we don't sub anything out. We do everything from ordering to the installation to the plumbing to the electrical to the programming. We go throughout everything and we take care of it all at once. We don't sub anything out. So if you're dealing with us, you're only dealing with us. The only thing that we don't provide at the moment is the fuel itself. And so we are able to help customers get that set up. We are here to take care of our Alaskans. Now, guys, we don't deal just with generators, right? That's just our partnership through Costco. So if you want to take advantage of their incentives, you guys are more than welcome to go through Costco. If not, guys, we are right across the street, 29 College Road, Suite 14. Some of you guys already see us. Every time that you drive down College Road and you're going to Costco, you guys see us at that stoplight. We're right there in that corner building. And I believe that it was an eye doctor before we got in there, if I'm not mistaken. But guys, we are here 9 to 5 during the weekdays. And guys, if you are looking for any kind of backup system, we don't just do generators. We do generators. We do Powerwalls through Tesla. We are partnered through Tesla Powerwall. We do Franklin batteries, okay? We do Rixu batteries, and we also have EcoFlow. Guys, we don't stop there. We have solar. We not only install solar, but we also sell parts. So if you're looking just for great quality, high quality solar panels, come visit us. We'll get you guys taken care of. If you're looking for PV wire, cut to size. If you're looking for inverters, whatever the case may be, guys, we can build a DIY kit for those people who want to do it themselves. Or if you want to get it installed by us, we'll get you on a schedule. We'll get you taken care of. We also do shipping as well, which is a really big benefit for those people who are really out there, who are not able to physically be there at our store and to sit down with one of our specialists. So, you know, some of our customers are really far out of town, hundreds of miles sometimes, and they want to take advantage of our quality products. And so what they'll do is they'll just call in, we'll build them a quote. If they like it, we'll go ahead and get it shipped out as soon as we can. So we're able to ship to the door or the nearest shipping facility, guys. So there are plenty of things that we offer at Gen Solar. One of the other big ones is that we offer service plans. And so for an example, when we offer service plans, what it entails is for generators specifically, we monitor generators 24/7. So for example, last week I went out on a call. It was late at night and I got my vehicle, got it warmed up, headed out, I grabbed my tools, and I was able to get the generator fixed. Guys, that means everything to customers, especially if it's in the middle of the night. So if you already have a Generac generator or Honeywell, and you guys are, depending on it, it's supposed to do what it's built for, right? To take care of your power outages when you least expect them. And so what's going to happen when you're in the middle of the night and the generator goes down and you're out and you're sleeping and you don't know if it's out or not. And the house starts getting colder, 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 colder. And 6, 7, 8 hours later, after you wake up, everything is cold. It's important to understand, guys, that, you know, yes, you might have a backup system, but what gives our customers the ultimate peace of mind is knowing that somebody else has eyes on their generator. So for example, when I monitor a generator, I actually get text messages straight to my phone. Okay, it will literally tell me that this generator, it'll give me the address and the name of the generator. It will tell me, hey, this generator experienced a fault. There's the fuel issue. There's, you know, RPM issue, whatever the case may be. And a lot of times we are able to clear that remotely. And if it's something that we cannot clear or get back online remotely, we actually go in person. We dispatch one of our guys. Most likely it's me because I'm on call 24/7. And I go out there and I get the generator taken care of. So if you want to take advantage, let's say you have a Generac generator or Honeywell, or let's say that you are considering getting a Generac backup system, just know that we are not here just to install and sell and just get the install over with. We are here for long term. We are here to take care of every need that our customers have when it comes to backup power. Guys, generators are not the only ones, the only backup sources that there are. There are power walls too. There are battery banks. And so one of the biggest sellers that we have, of course, is Tesla Powerwall and also Franklin Batteries. Franklin Batteries are the runner-up of Tesla, and they are able to take a charge from a generator, which is huge because some customers, they don't really need much storage for battery power. And so sometimes, let's say that they go and they have an unexpected power outage that lasts longer than what the battery is designed for. And so if the power's out and the battery's depleted, they're able to take a generator and actually charge up that power wall so that the customer is not without power in that time frame. And so, you know, when it comes to when it comes to finding out what kind of backup system you need, this is where we shine at Gen Solar. Okay, we are 5 stars on Google. You guys can go take a look at our reviews because we want to share, we do what we can to make sure that our customers are taken care of thoroughly, not generally, thoroughly. So when we sit down with customers, we find out what their needs are. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I host this awesome show. And guys, we're talking about backup systems, right? What backup system do I need? So here's something to keep in mind. We're coming close to the end of our show. So I want to give you guys a little tip so it'll be easier to help you find out what kind of backup system you need, okay? When I'm talking about batteries, I'm not talking about old school, ancient, flooded batteries where you have to keep up with the water level and make sure that everything is topped off. And I'm not talking about any of those, the batteries that take up just a huge amount of space, okay? I'm talking about the newest technology that is out there, that EcoFlow, Rixu, Tesla Powerwall, Franklin. There are so many awesome companies that we utilize when it comes to backup systems. They are the state of the art, okay? They're all automatic, guys, and they're easy. They're plug and play, okay? The EcoFlow is the best one for plug and play. EcoFlow doesn't just do whole home backups for batteries. They do portable. So if you guys are going camping, fishing, hunting, if you guys are traveling, they have so many options that will take care of all your backup needs. If you just need enough power to power up your Starlink while you're out and about in the middle of nowhere, let's say that you're a business person, you're a business owner, and you're out there on a camping trip or whatever, you're out there with your family, but you cannot neglect your business, and there's no power out there, you have the ability to take your Starlink and to continue your work when you need it, right? It's so awesome what they have to offer. So they have a backup power source for every need that customers have. So if you're out there looking for small battery power, are all the way up to powering up a fifth wheel, okay? They have everything that you're looking for when it comes to battery backup. Now, I want to encourage you guys, come into our office, 29 College Road, and take a look for yourself. See what we have to offer and find out why so many Alaskans are coming to us and buying these EcoFlow products, because they love them. It is a very reputable company. Okay, they've been around for such a long time. They've done a lot of work on the East Coast with all the fires that they've had recently. A couple years ago, they've donated so many EcoFlow batteries for first responders. They have done so much work. So they're an awesome company. Their service is phenomenal. You are not left in the dark when it comes to warranty issues. When you come to, if you got any problems with the product itself, they take care of their customers. Very large company, guys. They have so many options. They have solar panels. They have stands. They have so many things that you could take advantage of that's going to make your life easier, whatever the application may be. But guys, before we close out our show, I want to say thank you for all those people who are supporting us with the show Building Alaska. I do enjoy my time here in the studio, and then also out, because I get to talk to a lot of you guys. It's really encouraging to know that this show has been very educational, informative. And then also, one of the biggest things that gets to me is when we have those conversations and when we talk about, for example, mental health, things that are practical, those conversations that are left in the dark because not many people, venture into those conversations, right? Because they're a little too personal. People might get offended. It's important, guys, to work on ourselves. When we work on ourselves, we work on our community. And when we work on our community, we build a good culture. And that's what we want to do here at Building Alaska, is to create a culture, whether you're inside of your house, whether you're with your neighbors or with your state or with the city. Everywhere we go, guys, we want to continue building good, solid, healthy relationships so that we can grow this great state. Yes, there's a lot of stuff happening all around, but guys, it starts with one person. And when one person does it, the other person has courage to stand up and to continue going down, helping people out and being an example, being a light, being a help. So guys, this is the holiday season. Think about those people who don't have the opportunity like we do to celebrate, to have fun, to be there with our family members. You might have a family member who has, left the family because of certain issues. Guys, reach out to those people. Don't be a stranger. Guys, let people know that you still love them. Guys, thank you so much for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.